you're waking up with Julie and Libby on Uplifting Life Songs. Good morning. We are excited to welcome to the show our very special guest, Matt from Sanctus Real. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So you're currently on the very, very beginning of the Hands of God tour with Franny and All Things New. It's early in, we know, but how's it going so far?
Well, we had 2 days of rehearsal in Nashville, and it just went great. We did a full run through yesterday. It's going to be a great show. I'm so excited. We got to watch All Things New and Franny go through their set. It's going to be a lot of energy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, those guys from All Things New have about 7 million instruments that they
yeah,
play.
Yeah. I don't know how many they have out this time. A little more laid back this time.
Oh, okay.
But they do have the big drum, and they do have a few extra instruments that they will be playing, I know.
We have a really tiny studio, and they came in to visit us. So maybe it just felt like 7 million instruments. Maybe they only had a drum.
I don't know. No, they might have 7 million instruments.
Oh.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, the tour is stopping in our area this weekend, and we can't wait. What can we expect from the show?
At least for Francesca and for us, you know, we're going to definitely play all the songs that people, you know from the radio. And Brandy been playing a couple new songs off her brand new album that's about to come out, if we're honest. So it'll be a good opportunity for people to hear some new stuff, which the new album by her is just incredible. And so people are going to want to hear these new songs.
Especially one of them, right? Aren't you co-writing and singing along
well, yes,
on one of those?
Well, yes, I did co-write and sing on one of them. But I actually wasn't thinking of that one, but I think that one did turn out good. And we will be singing that song together, by the way. It's called The Young Hands of God. But seriously, she's got so many great songs on this album. So we're excited. And then we're actually working on a new album, too. So we'll be playing a brand new song from an album that we haven't even recorded yet. So we're excited to test it out. And there's going to be a lot of energy. But there's going to be really some sweet ministry moments, too. So we're excited to hopefully do our part in just building up the church.
Well, do you find that any of the songs in particular seem to be crowd favorites?
Oh, yeah. Like, I know for us, there's one moment actually every single night that's one of my favorite moments in our concert. And it's the bridge of the song, Forgiven, where we sing, you know, when I don't fit in and I don't feel like I belong anywhere. When I don't measure up to much in this life, I'm a treasure in the arms of Christ. You see people just put their hands up in the air. And I mean, you can just see what that means to people, how everybody feels that way. You know, the insecurities and the struggles that we all have some days and sometimes in some seasons of our lives, just trying to figure it out. You know, we just, sometimes we're just hanging on and it's all we have, you know, just knowing that in Christ's arms, he'll carry us, he'll take care of us. And you can just see that in people and just the release when they sing that. I love that part so much. That's probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah. That is a universal feeling, I think. And to be able to connect with that is definitely an impactful moment for sure. Where I'm excited about the song Promises. I really connect with that one. Are we going to hear that one live, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely play that song. You know, I had a buddy of mine from Minneapolis when my son Bowen a few years ago, we weren't sure, you know, if he was going to live or not, you know, in the hospital. And he just would always send me these texts, just really simple texts, like God will help or say, hold on to the promises, you know. And it just always had this little melody that went with it in my head. And, you know, a couple of years later, I ended up writing that song. So that's a special one for me, too.
Well, we followed your blog closely throughout that whole crisis. How's Bowen doing today?
Thanks for asking. He's doing really good. He has one more open heart surgery that the doctors and us as well, obviously, are hoping is his last surgery. And that was going to be this year. But we actually went for our checkup a few months ago, and they told us that things looked really good, that he looked as good as any kid they've ever seen with his condition.
Aww.
And so we actually were able to back the surgery up for another year.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we really feel blessed. And I really believe that people's prayers have gone with us, and just grateful.
Wow.
For sure.
Well, while you are on the road and touring, do you get a chance to listen to Christian radio ever hear any of your songs on the radio?
yeah, we do, actually. We, you know, and at home, you know, we have like 3 Christian radio stations up in Toledo, Ohio, which is, you know, where we still live. And both us and our families, and especially our kids, do, you know, just love Christian music. It's been a big part of our lives. And on the road, too, yeah, we try to tune in. Like, if we're in the bus and pulling into a town, a lot of times we'll try to tune in to this local station. It is really neat, I will say, to hear songs that we've written, like, going out and impacting people through radio. I mean, that's just such a huge reward for us, because that's why we got to do it in the first place.
Well, what do you do when you hear your songs? Do you crank it up? Do your kids, like, sing along?
Yeah, do they get that it's you on the radio? Do they put that together?
Yeah, it's actually really funny, because, you know, although I still think it's really cool, deeply appreciate the fact that stations play our song, I'm kind of, like, over the excitement of it, I guess. Whereas my kids, it's like every time it comes on, and we're anywhere, it doesn't matter where we are. Yeah, when Thanks for on the radio, they all freak out. Daddy's on the radio, you know.
So sweet.
It's really awesome. It's so cute.
Oh, that's great. Well, we are listener-supported Christian radio, obviously. And actually, at your show this weekend, we're going to be celebrating Lifesong's 35th birthday. So it feels like a big milestone for us.
Can you
remember what you did? Do you know what you will be doing on your 35th birthday?
Wow, man. Well, first of all, congratulations. That's huge.
Thanks.
That's amazing. Happy anniversary birthday, you know, whatever you're calling it.
Yeah.
And that's incredible. Wow. Man, for me, on my 31st birthday, that's, you're asking what I will do on my 35th birthday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know. That's a really good question, because it's coming. You know, it's coming up. I'm 34.
Oh,
and
so we've heard.
This next October, I'll be 35. And I don't know what I'll be doing on my birthday.
Do you want us to come play a concert for you on your 35th birthday?
I think you guys could do organize some kind of, you know, surprise performance.
We do have little duo called Almost Harmonized that would probably
come. Almost is the key word there. So we might be able to make that happen for you.
I like that. This is good. Big concert bash.
Actually, our best birthday present would be to not do that for you.
Yes, that would be a pretty good birthday present, yeah.
Well, we're excited to celebrate.
Man, yeah, that's incredible. So what day is it, you said, coming up?
Our party is at the concert.
Our
Saturday
party is
night.
Yeah, you are our party. I don't know if you knew that, but
this is awesome.
It's a lot of pressure on you.
We're going to organize a big happy birthday something.
Yes. Balloon animals is what we're expecting.
So don't you worry.
Good.
Hey, maybe we could, talk to somebody about balloon animals, perhaps.
Well, you are such a good sport. Do you have a moment left to do a little Lifesong's lightning round with us?
Sure.
Okay.
First up, cookie cake or ice cream cake?
Ooh, cookie cake.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Twister or musical chairs?
Musical chairs.
Birthday cupcakes or cake and ice cream?
Birthday cupcakes.
Oh, good one. Okay. Piñata or pin the tail on the donkey?
Oh, piñata.
Yeah.
All day long.
Me too.
And birthday wishes or birthday spankings?
I think I know the answer.
I don't like this question.
All right, we'll go with
this
wishes.
This is a creepy question.
Yeah, Julie, that's so creepy. Why did you say that?
Let's just all stick with birthday wishes here.
Good deal. Well, thanks again for taking the time to join us, our special birthday edition of the Lightning Round. What's next for you?
We're excited, first of all, to head on this tour, but we're really excited because we're working on a new album. We are writing, you know, for this new album that is coming out in September, and we have all the songs done, and the label's really excited, and we're really excited, and it's going to be the best album we've ever done. And so, looking forward to this new season of Sanctus Real. We feel refreshed and revived and ready to go out there and continue to make an impact. So, we'll start off by a really great birthday bash for you guys. How about that?
Yay. That sounds perfect. Is there anything we can do to make this the best show ever for you? You want us to bring you some crawfish or do a jig or anything?
Okay, well, first of all, just the fact that you're there, that's going to make it great. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Crawfish? Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, you guys would really have that kind of hookup?
You just tell us what you need.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, look, well, here's the deal. We had one other time when we were in Louisiana, we had crawfish, kind of somebody show up with basically a cooler crawfish.
Yeah.
And it was such a cool experience. We haven't had that since. I'm just going to say, if somebody wanted to cook up some crawfish and bring it, I mean, I wouldn't complain.
Okay. All right.
Because that's amazing.
All right. You heard it. We'll do our best to make this the best moment ever.
But hey, But it's your birthday, so if that doesn't happen, trust me, I'm not going to be disappointed.
All right, fair enough. Well, we really look forward to seeing y'all. Thank you again so much for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much.